What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer, once again, back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, the PPBD edition of this podcast. This podcast is all about the happenings around Kansas State Athletics right here in Manhattan, Kansas. Your host lives here in the state of Kansas, folks, coming at you on this Thursday, October 20th, 2022. This is the postcast edition, folks, of the show. And let's just get down to business here. K-State trailing 2-0 last night in Norman last night. And what TCU did to K-State last weekend, they pulled TCU. And no pun intended, because this is TCU week for K-State football. Of course, down in Fort Worth, the top 20 showdown in prime time between two Big 12 undefeateds. And of course, TCU overall is undefeated still. One of the lone, I don't know how many undefeated teams there are left, but they're one of TCU is one of them there as well. K-State women's volleyball last night pulled a TCU and took the rest of the match, trailing 2-0. And K-State rallies back to take the match and the game 3-2 in Norman. Huge. They're in life support there. You lose this conference game. 3-4 in the conference, a big difference than 2-5. Woo! That's what I'm talking about there as well. Oklahoma took the first two sets, 25-20, 25-15. And then that lady, Aaliyah Carter, once again, this is back-to-back tremendous game. This is where this has been in the first part of the year. I don't know. Obviously, I've said this over and over on the postcast when talking about the women's volleyball team, Alina Baca, Sydney Bolding, those girls. But recently, if you listen to the last postcast, I named this trio, the big three on the K-State women's volleyball team, Baca, Bolding, Carter, now showing up here as of late. 16 kills. This was our highest kills, number of kills, going all the way back since almost last month. You got to go back to September 24th when she knocked it down. But she swung at a hitting average of 297 there. Add on two aces and seven digs. 19 points total for Carter. Mackenzie Morris, another junior here as well. Obviously, you know you're going to get call her name out on this podcast. 29 digs. That was a game high. Yep. That was a game high in digs right there. Misses 1,000 digs club there for her. And then senior Lauren Hinkle. I think Hinkle gets, and I throw myself in there because I talk about this volleyball team a lot. I think she gets, she's kind of a hidden gem. she's obviously the big three, but Lauren Hinkle, hey, she's quietly put together a nice senior season for her. She was just shy of another double-double there as well. 43 assists on the night, 9 digs. Hinkle last night did tally her 99th career ace against the Sooners. One more! She'll be in the 100 club there here for at K-State for that as well. Speaking of Sydney Bolding, she added 13... She added 11 kills, and Shaylee Myers added 13. Shaylee Myers was outstanding in the latter part of this game last night there as well. Head coach Steve Fritz, after the rally last night, huge Big 12 win last night. Quote, "We are thrilled with the end results and the grit and tenacity that we showed in the latter part of the match. I thought we came out of the break far more aggressively, and we controlled the ball on our side well. It was hard because we came out slow, that we had to put ourselves in that position. But in the end, we responded well there as well." And Fritz continuing on, quote, "Sydney Bolding did with hitting well and creating problems at the net for them. She is really doing some special things at the as a middle." Ooh, excuse me. "In our lefts, Shay and Aaliyah, both hitting highs, 200s is a really good night. In the end, our left side was better than theirs, and that dictated the match," end quote there. And it's a wrap up here, the press release here from Coach Fritz there on the win big win last night. Quote, we have been in a lot of close matches and battled in many five-set matches. To be in a position where you are down two sets and it goes five, where you can figure out a way to win and play well is special. This was very meaningful to us, and we needed that kind of breakthrough, end quote, as well. Boy, oh boy, did they ever, because, again, you lose this match. Conference, you drop another game behind, and behind 500 as well. 3-4, again, way different situation. Way different situation than lame 2-5. So they needed this big, and now Aaliyah Carr is really starting to find a lot of momentum. I'm happy to see this. I was concerned a little bit here in the first part of the season. You're not getting production from, which was your star leader, in Carter. Now she's getting this mix now where you get all three of these girls click at the same time. Baca, Bolden, having an outstanding year. Carter, you add in Shaylee Myers, Hinkle, Morris. Woo! You got a cast of characters around this team that they're gonna be a problem the rest of the stretch here as well. The Wildcats collected 53 kills on the night there, and this team had 17 kills precisely in set three, more than they collected in the first two. So they avoided a slow start for these Cats, man. They know how to get it done there as well. Cindy Bolden led the team in hitting percentage, 381 there as well. Hinkle, going back to her again, Lauren Hinkle tied her career best in a match with three aces in particularly as well. Oklahoma, those still lead the all-time series, but that doesn't really matter there. This is the Wildcats' second road win in conference play this year. Fritz bumps up her career record against Oklahoma to 25-18 as well. And folks, this is the case of women's volleyball's first reverse sweep on the year. They've been on that receiving end twice this year. Rice, one of them. And of course, just recently, TCU, we talked about this on a recent edition of the postcast. K-State was up 2-0 at home at Bramlage, and then TCU comes up and takes the broom to them and takes the match as well. And how about this for a superstition here, folks? Wildcats, when they were in their grays, they're undefeated this season, 5-0 when wearing the gray uniforms this year, folks. That's something to be ecstatic about there as well. Next up for this K-State volleyball team, a Saturday, early Saturday afternoon tilt with Baylor at 1 right here in Manhattan, Kansas, Bramlage Coliseum as well. We already, and Shaylee Myers to kind of put the folder on her on the night, 13 kills and an ace added in here as well. Haley Warner back on the stat sheet again. 5 kills and 4 big blocks for her as well. Yeah, let's not forget about Haley Warner. See, I'm telling you, the cast of characters from this team now, they're pretty good. When you get your nightly contributions, and then with the emerging Aaliyah Carter coming along, that's a recipe for disaster for any opposing team out there. And K-State, they're going to have to bring their best. You can't start off slow. You can't. This seems to be a theme around here. You know, I talk about it a lot on the Pro Project podcast. Starting slow. So you got to come out fast at some point. And, I mean, yeah, like you did against TCU, you start off fast but didn't finish strong, right? So this time, the reverse happened. We start off very slow, and then after the break, you pick things up a little bit. So this is a big win for K-State Women's Volleyball, and looking forward to see what they do. Big Saturday, part of Big Saturday for K-State. So they kick it off against Baylor. Women's volleyball team does this Saturday at 1 p.m. in Bramlage Coliseum. And let me see. Yeah, so this will be on the Big 12 now at ESPN Plus there as well. And then Emma Wiley will be on the call. We'll call this game online at kstatesports.com/watch. So, again, more information on that on the website there. But, hey, so, yeah, Emma Wiley will be on the call. K-State Online. How about this, folks? be calling the action. So looking forward to that as well. In the middle of football and baseball, and while you guys waiting on K-State to take the field down Fort Worth. So definitely, but if you're in the area, you want to go to this game, definitely make plans to go to this game as well. Huge, but I can't emphasize enough, huge win for this women's volleyball team last night, taking down OU in the full game, 5 sets, and K-State now, ladies and gents, 12-8 on the campaign, 3-4 in Big 12 play, with Baylor waiting in the wings. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. And while you're waiting on that Baylor, Baylor on that TCU tilt on football, me, Alex, and our special guest will have the epic, historic episode tonight, looking at top 20 matchups for the first time on this podcast. It's going to be a little bit different format than you're used to listening to. So that's all I'm going to say for that as well. But definitely, you're not subscribed, you're a K-State fan, you're not subscribed to this podcast, please, 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 you like what you're hearing, please subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast, and tell a fellow K-State friend, student, alumni, or a big college guru about the Purple Project Podcast. K-State Baylor, 1 p.m. Saturday at Bramlage.